Next, summaries of CCB board members' meeting minutes, compiled by Artis Bazin, CCD Secretary. June 12, 2016 minutes. Approved by the CCB Board on August 30, 2016. Jeff called the meeting to order. Artis Bazin, Lita Bandy, and Robert Went were absent. A motion to accept the agenda was sent and was passed. A motion to accept the April 7, 2016 minutes was sent and passed. Donna gave a report on the Los Angeles Mutt Strut outreach thus far. A motion to accept the report on recommendations relating to the web hosting issue passed. A motion to take up the recommendations separately was passed. A motion to defer discussion on the recommendations until after input was given from the TOG was passed. Peter gave a short treasurer's report. The revenue was $50,214, and the expenses were $81,278, which left a minus difference of $30,653. A motion to accept the treasurer's report was read and passed. Julie Wilkinson suggested the date for the next CCB board meeting. The hiring committee will be creating a first draft of an employee handbook. Jeff thanked the CCB board members who will be leaving the board: Vince Calderon, Jean Lozano, and Donna Pomerantz. A motion was made and seconded to adjourn the meeting, and it passed. The July 12, 2016 minutes were approved by the CCB board on August 30, 2016. Judy Wilkinson called the teleconference board meeting to order. Artis Bazin called the roll, and Robert Went was present. A motion was passed to accept the agenda with a change. Judy discussed how she planned to conduct future meetings. Eight directors briefly introduced themselves. A motion was passed regarding the resolution transferring Jeff Tom's name to Judy's. A motion passed that minutes approved by the board shall be submitted to the office and that the availability published in the connection and website. Attached documents would not be published on the website. Further discussion of the Ashul report took place. A motion was passed to adopt number 4, with an addition that at least 2 members of the TOG be trained to use the website, be consulted about development work, and make sure the site is checked for accessibility. Peter Pardini gave an updated treasurer's report. The car donation link hasn't been sent yet, so it hasn't been marketed. A motion to accept the report was passed. Peter explained the reasons for having a modified audit rather than a full-blown audit. A motion was passed to have the review instead of the full audit for 2015. A motion was passed to approve budgeting for a part-time administrative assistant for 3 months this year of 2016 and to budget for a whole year in 2017. Donna Pomerantz gave a Mutt Strut report. Judy gave an update on appointed chairs of some committees. Christy Crespin will chair the scholarship committee. Jeff will chair the Governmental Affairs Committee. Mike Keithley will be the new editor of the BC, and Susan Glass will be the associate editor. Judy mentioned August office hours and president's call. A motion was passed to adjourn the meeting. The August 30, 2016 minutes were approved on November 10, 2016. Judy Wilkinson called the meeting to order. Artis called the roll, and no one was absent. Judy introduced Paul Shane, the new CCB Executive Director. He will be starting September 19. September 30 will be Ed Branch's last day. Minutes were approved for March 31, July 12, and June 12. A motion was passed to accept a convention committee update. After the Technical Operations Committee report was given, a motion was passed to accept recommendation B on number 2. A motion to accept items 3 and 4 of this report passed. A motion to postpone voting on the recommendations under number 5 passed. They will be clarified and brought back to the board. A motion to reject number 6 passed. A motion to adopt items 7, 8, and 9 passed. Peter gave a brief report, which was accepted. Income received until July 31 was $53,590. Investment income was $30,394. Expenses were $144,677. The difference was negative $60,692. A Newell Perry Fund update was accepted. In her Mutt Strutt update, Donna mentioned Mutt Strutt costs for particular registrations and products. Table cost will be decided later. A motion to adjourn the meeting was passed at 9:40 p.m., and it passed. The November 10, 2016 minutes were approved on January 26, 2017. Judy Wilkinson called the meeting to order. CEO Paul Shane was present, but Second Vice President Gabe Griffith, Secretary Artis Bazin, and Directors Pam Metz, Robert Wendt, and Vivian Younger were absent. Judy said that changes in the free conference call service cause problems when recording meetings. She also shared how she uses the executive committee of CCB officers. Given that the top three officers are all new and we have a new staff, she uses the group as a sounding board for ideas and advice. Meetings are closed and informal. No minutes are taken, but she will keep the board informed. A motion passed to approve the minutes of August 30. Judy announced that all but one board member has signed up for the Mutt Strutt. She and Donna reported that over $16,000 have been raised so far. Donna gave the latest information about the day itself. Great Getaway raffle tickets are available until the end of November, and the first giving pages will be open until February 19. Paul Shane explained why we propose hiring Jennifer Caldiera full-time. The additional cost to CCB through the first 6 months is only $160. A motion passed to move Jennifer to full-time status. A proposal to spend $5,000 to upgrade our computers and server, as recommended by our consultant Jerry Raymond, with Paul Shane's additions, passed. It is understood that one computer in good condition will be totally accessible with updated software, even if it means expending additional funds down the road. This expenditure will be reflected in our budget. Judy reported that we have begun the search for a new office space. Our lease is up in November, but we may have a chance for a lease buyout. The committee for the office space search consists of Judy, Jeff, Paul S., and Jennifer. Peter offered to assist. Paul Shane reported on various mishaps with our 15-plus-year-old van. A motion passed to allow Paul S. to dispose of the van, and CCB will rent vehicles when appropriate. A motion passed to adopt the IRS policy circulated to the board for those circumstances when employees are using their own vehicles in conducting CCB business. Jeff, in his role as Convention Committee Chair, reported the committee's extraordinary thinking regarding scheduling. He reported a group will be paying a site visit to the Hilton Woodland Hotels in early December. At the committee's recommendation, a motion passed to raise convention registration fees from $20 to $30, and a motion to adjourn was passed.